There's a lot of buzz around making better use of our digital tools, things like the web, social media, and mobile, but that's not going to be enough to secure the future of your organisation. As I wrote recently, digital transformation is not about your digital tools. It's about understanding and adapting to the needs and behaviour of the new digital consumer. Take, for example, poor old British Airways. Instead of writing to BA, a disgruntled customer decided to pay for a promoted tweet to express his frustrations. It read, "Don't fly British Airways, their customer service is horrendous." This is not the kind of traditional interaction British Airways understands, and it caught them off guard. Within hours, the tweet was on Mashable and seen or commented on by thousands of people. It took British Airways over 10 hours to respond, and that was to write, "Sorry for the delay in responding. Our Twitter feed is open from 9 to 5. Please DM your baggage reference and we'll look into this." In short, British Airways did not understand the behaviour of their customers anymore. The landscape had changed and they'd failed to keep up. This experience made British Airways rethink things. Their social media team now monitors Twitter 24/7, but I believe they failed to learn the real lesson. I recently got to experience the effectiveness of British Airways' digital team firsthand. Myself and Marcus were flying home after consulting with a client in America. Unfortunately, our flight was significantly delayed. These things happened, we reasoned, but we were both shattered. So on a whim, we decided to upgrade to business class in the hopes of getting some sleep. The nice BA lady confirmed that the seats were available and told us the price. Just as she was about to book the seats, her manager intervenes and said we couldn't have them. No explanation, just a refusal. And that was the last straw. Marcus wrote a snotty email to British Airways while I took to Twitter. Sure enough, a few minutes later, a guy from BA contacted me via Twitter. He asked me to if he could call me, and we chatted on the phone for a few minutes. He promised me he would get to the bottom of things and would call me back. Being the cynic that I am, I presumed I wouldn't hear from him again. But sure enough, he called back a few minutes later. He explained that they didn't have enough meals for business class, and that's why he couldn't sell me the seat. But he agreed we shouldn't have been offered the seat in the first place, and as an apology, he gave me enough BA points to get a free upgrade next time I travelled. All in all, it's not a bad resolution. I flew home tired but satisfied. But that's not the end of the story. The next day, I logged onto the BA site to upgrade an upcoming flight with the points I'd just received. The site proved next to useless, telling me only that it wasn't possible to do that online and I had to call. I tried calling on many occasions over the next few days. Each time I received the same message, "Our lines are exceptionally busy." Then I would just get the dial tone. Eventually, in frustration, I turned again to Twitter, and once again, the social media team at BA responded and fixed the issue. On the surface, this all sounds like a win for BA, but in reality, it was not. By this point, I was still completely fed up with British Airways. They'd lost my trust. Even though the social media part of the organisation worked well, the rest of the experience was poor. I had a delayed plane, unhelpful check-in staff, uninformative website, and useless telephone support. And that's the lesson that I think they failed to learn from the promoted tweet incident. They focused on fixing the social media team, but they did nothing to ensure that the customer wasn't dissatisfied in the first place. Customers have a higher expectation than ever before. Competition is just a click away, and most people have it within their power to really damage a brand if they wish. They know this, and so they demand more. If organisations are going to thrive in the digital age, they don't just need to improve how they use digital tools, they need to improve how they operate as a business. This is what customer journey mapping is about. It's about mapping the entire customer experience, both online and off, looking for ways to make things better. If your company is not looking into this already, then it should be. Don't make the same mistake as British Airways. Don't underestimate how much your customer behaviour is changing.